Welcome to Naked and Counting. I'm Magna Gopal.
And I'm Leon Rose.
So today, I wanted to talk about something I'm sure we've all experienced, is dips on the dance floor.
Oh, the wonderful dips.
I'm sure you've got plenty of stories as a leader, but as a follower, I don't mind dips, but it's got to come from a place of trust. When I don't know somebody, I've never danced with them before, we've never even spoken before, and...
And all of a sudden your legs are up in the air?
Well, you know what? When I was younger and I first started dancing, I would just go for it. I would end up with my legs in the air and then I would end up in a flip and all this kind of stuff. But the person that...
Wrong podcast.
But the person I was dancing with was actually really good at tricks and stuff. So there was a level of trust there. But now I end up blocking the dips.
Yeah, no, shouldn't be done. You're not only blocking dips anyway, you're blocking... Everything. You've blocked me a couple of times.
Listen, when my life is under threat...
What, from a double spin?
Hey, sometimes, you never know. Sometimes maybe my arm's in the wrong position or the floor is too sticky or...
So you've actually had somebody throw you up on the dance floor or throw you into a dip and you've gone with it? No accidents?
So accidents, to be honest, I almost feel like the accidents that have ever taken place in my dance career... have probably been so traumatizing that I've pushed them out of my memory. But I mean, I know I've gotten hit a lot of times. And I remember there was one time this guy dipped me and when I was down there, saw another woman's face.
Wow.
Two people that had dipped us at the same time. And if we were just in alignment, we would have for sure gotten a concussion.
Did you get to speak to her? Two of you look into each other's eyes and then you realize you're in a dip as well.
It was a fast break.
I have like a nightmare of a dip story that I actually executed. Kind of just started doing salsa. I've been in it for about a year or so, and I was kind of getting my grades, you know, getting my belts. I was like a white belt with like a couple of stripes at that point there. And I remember dancing with this girl, and I said, I'm going to hit every accent. I'm going to make this dance the best ever. And the dance was perfect. I was hitting every break. I was spinning at the right time. We were stopping. We were breaking off, doing our solos, coming back together. Everything was perfect. The stars were aligned that day. That was going to be the most perfect dance I ever had. You know, it was on the way to being that perfect dance. When, at the end of the song, when I dipped my partner to the perfect beat, the perfect moment. The song was over, she was down, leg was up, perfect. Everything was in time. It could have been a show. That would have been one of the best shows I ever did at that moment there. What happened was somebody else was doing something similar nearby, but they weren't in time with the music. So when the song had already finished, I'm already bringing my partner up. And what this guy is doing, he's forgotten about the music and he's only thinking about throwing his partner down in a dip. And his partner's head was coming down as my partner's head was coming up. And of course they met. And the noise, it shook the room. It was horrible. There was no blood, but she did have a black eye, but actually it wasn't only her eye that got swollen and black. It went around almost her whole face, her whole head. Only the other eye, the left eye, was safe. That didn't get touched. It was one eye and the rest of her face, which was bruised. It was something like, like after a UFC fight or something like that. It was horrible. I felt so bad. Imagine, that was my perfect dance.
I can't remember that ever happening to me, although I've had a lot of other dance injuries, which we can talk about another time. But I did have two occasions where I was dancing with a girl and I was leading her. Now, I don't dip girls because most of the time the girls that I'm dancing with, like almost everybody, is bigger than me.
As you do as being a hobbit.
So there was this one girl that I was dancing with and I did a move where I like walk the follower back. So instead of, you know, having a 6-7 and they come back to their basic, it's like 6 and then 7 continuing backwards. But she, I guess, wasn't used to it. So she dipped herself. And I was still holding on to her. So it was this slow motion.
And then you body slammed her.
Hey, I did not body slam her. But it was a slow motion. I'm going to call it a graceful and elegant arrival on the floor.
Wow.
And then wait, there was another one. I had a similar situation with a girl that I was leading, and this was at the New York Congress. Now, the girl that fell in the social, I mean, you know, we got up, I was like, are you okay? And everything, and we just continued dancing. This girl at the New York Congress who asked me to dance, she's like, you lead, right? I'm like, yeah, I lead. And she's like, okay, lead me. And I was like, okay. So I'm leading her. And then same thing, I'm walking her back. She dips herself, but it wasn't even a slow dip. She just like went for it.
Uh-oh.
I tried to reach for her to grab her. I couldn't even grab her.
Couldn't even grab a foot or anything.
Could not save her. So she hit the ground, but not like with her head. She like ended up sitting on the floor. And I went to reach for her. I was like, same thing. Are you okay? And I to help her up. And she's like, you dropped me.
I think I know who she is.
It was one of those moments where I'm like, this is an accident. But she was like, you dropped me. And I was like, actually, I wasn't trying to dip you. You just kind of went for it. She's like, oh, I'm just joking. But when she said you dropped me, she like yelled that at me. And the New York Congress, well, people are watching.
Yeah, I did read about that in the forums at the time about you throwing something down the ground. Well, it happened to me one time where a girl actually did the same thing. She threw herself down, but it was she was actually a world champion ballroom dancer. I won't say her name because I don't remember it. And So I did the beginning of a copa. Imagine, everybody out there listening kind of knows salsa, I hope. If you don't, well, welcome. Go and do a class. But anyway, I did a copa.
So wait, what's a copa again?
A copa, you know.
I'm joking.
You really want me to explain that on the... Anyway, a copa. It's on my DVD. Just go and look for that. Online.
Smooth,
on
sale smooth.
Right now. No, it's not actually. But anyway, I did this copa, and instead of sending her back, I just put my hand on her shoulder and pulled her back. There was just a gentle lead for her to move back. But she took that as the lead for a dip. What she basically did is she threw herself back, and she didn't fall straight away. It wasn't straight away. It took at least 10 meters for her to actually hit the floor. Like, it was like a, you know, imagine Matrix, that Matrix move on ice. She kind of slid and rolled back. And, you know, it felt like an hour because everybody was watching. I looked around. I saw people looking at with their mouth open. I had my mouth open. I was like, what the hell is this woman doing? And she looked at me. She looked me dead in the eyes as she was falling back. And then, boom, she hit the floor. World champion right there.
How she made that fall graceful too, because there are times I've ended up on the floor, you've ended up on the floor with me, and we just make it into a move.
Well, that's the one thing that I've been doing for years. If I see somebody on the dance floor that's falling over on the dance floor, what I'll do is I'll go and jump and lie next to them.
Brilliant.
You know, I don't want anybody to feel bad. These things happen, you know, because the worst thing is that you're lying down on the floor and you're just thinking everybody's looking at you and you don't know what to do. You don't know how to react. You were probably not hurt, so you want to get up fast. But then you don't want to make it look like you're being a clown. But in saying that, I didn't want to talk about this, but that reminds me of my story in Croatia last year. You remember that?
Is this the one where you leaned on a chair and fell? Unfortunately, I was not there to see it, because if I was, I swear to God, Leon, I would never let you live that shit down.
Let's give a bit of background to that story there. So we're in Croatia, in Šibenik. Šibenik, yeah, in Croatia.
You've only been there 6 years, yeah.
Yeah, and I was in a town beginning with the S. So the party was outside in a tent, and the dance floor is, they build it up over sand. So you're in a tent, and there's chairs all around. And I was talking to somebody, I don't even remember who I was talking to, but I was talking to this person, and very coolly, I put my hand on the chair, and the back of a chair, and what happened, the chair was on the dance floor, and the dance floor was slippery for the chair, I guess, and the chair started to slide, and I couldn't do anything but go with it. I fell straight on the floor. Then I thought in my mind, I used to be a gymnast. I won a silver medal. There was only two of us in the competition, but I won a silver medal. It counts. I hit the floor, and what I did a roll. And in my mind, it was one of those rolls that I did in that competition, you know? But apparently, it was like a dying fish. and I flopped around. Then I said, okay, I'm lying here. Let me flip back up. And in my mind, I said, it's going to be a joke. It's okay. It's no problem if I don't make it. I flipped and I looked so bad and I kind of turned around and I saw the whole dance floor, everybody on the dance floor looking at me. I was staying in a hotel, maybe about a 15-minute walk. 3 minutes later, I was in my bed. I was so damn embarrassed.
On that note, happy falling and avoid the dipping.
No dips, please.
But if you fall, join your partner on the ground. Cheers.
We're out.